tasks of the Yama Nutas by the Vishnu Nutas are: what is the process of meeting out punishment to others? Who is actually a candidate to be punished? Are all karmis engaged in food activities fit to be punished, or only some of them?
Tathang siddhyati danda king vasatthanam ikshitam dandyakin karino sadhi ahosuhit kalitin nina. The first question was, Vṛtat dharmasya na tattam yatcha hasan matalasa. When there is some bizarre judgment, it must be done very nicely. A criminal is judged before the magistrate. He's certain just to make proper judgment whether this man is punishable. He committed some criminal activity. The circumstances, the condition of the mind, everything should be just physical judgment. So, who is punishable? This kalpatra, there is consideration. This kalpatra, this means situation. And kal, time, and patra, and the subject. Just like a child, he takes one fruit here, so he is not punishable. According to Vedic sisters, a child, a woman, a brahmana, a cow, and a saintly person, they are not punishable. Cow, woman, saintly person, Brahman, and child. They are beyond all laws. Even the Kamis come, they do not do, they have no criminal purpose. Formerly, the women were trained up in such a way, very chaste and obedient, so they had no chance to commit any offense. And brahmanas, they are also trained up, sama-dama, sattam, saucham.
All the children should go out.
No, that's not it. So, children are not going to. Neither the woman. But don't take advantage. And here we have got these brahmanas, saintly persons, women and children. And who is to be punished? Yes. Katam siddhyati danda. So, the judge must know who is to be punished. That is judgment. Katam siddhyati danda. Deshkal patra. According to time, according to circumstances, according to the subject, everything scrutinized is judged. Not musical. Nowadays it is a time for emergency, anyone can be punished without any judgment. But this is not good position. Then, dandakin karina sarve. Karina means creative actors. Those who are working for getting some profit. So sometimes, with getting profit, we make some undesirable activity. This is called black market. So that is wonderful. There are systems. Of course, I cannot quote from where, but it is a system that a merchant has profit he can take for exchanging not more than 25%. That is the highest. If one merchant takes more than 25% profit, then he is punished. This was the system. So, Karina, so we are all workers. somebody is working for his personal profit, and somebody is working for the profit of Krishna. It appears almost similar. The ordinary man is selling some newspaper, and our man selling the magazine. It looks the similar thing, but it is not similar. It is different. Therefore, if a newspaper seller creates some disturbance on the street, the police can punish. But when one is selling back to God, he is not punished. This is the difference. But nowadays it is just that they do not know whom to punish, whom not to punish. They say, all right, you are selling back to God, you must come, police custody. So all are not punished. All are doing the same thing. This is judgment. Then, the animals, they are also working hard day and night for their necessities of life. But if an animal steals something from a house or takes some whatever, he is not wonderful. You will find in the bazaar there is crowd, and the cows enter there and they eat the vegetables to their heart content. But he is not punished. He steals. The cow is not punished. But if a man takes one potato without the permission, he is punished. So the animals are not punished. All the law books are meant for the man, for the human being, not for the animals. Just like in your country, the police law is keep to the right, your car. But if the animal goes keep to the left, it is not punishable. So everyone not punishable. Then again, human beings, all of them not punishable. Those who are criminals, those who have violated laws, they are punishable. So therefore this question is whether and how they are punishable, what is dharma and what is adharma. So if you are representative of Dhamaraj, then you explain to us first of all. Whether you are actually representative. So, the Yamaduta, they are also servant of very exalted personality, one of the authority. So, they are not lacking in knowledge by the grace of their master. So the first thing they say, Bhīra pranihito dharma, jadharma tad viparya. Dharma and adharma, religious principle and not religious principle, non-religious principle, how to respond. The book is there, Veda. We have to consult the Vedas. There are so many Vedic literature. Four Vedas, then Upanishad, 108 Upanishad, then philosophy, Vedanta Sutra, all summarized. Then explanation of Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaskaram, Brahma Sutrana. Then there is Ramayana, there is Mahabharata. Immense literature. Full of Vedic literature. So one should try to understand this literature. They are meant for the human being. Veda Pranita Dharma. If one wants to be religious, religious means that is the beginning of human life. If one is not religious, then he is enemy. Dharmi nahina pasubi samara. So, in order to make a person perfectly religious, there are so many Vedic literatures. So who is taking care of it? Nobody is taking care of it. Therefore, at the present moment, kalu shudra sambhava. Shudra means equal to the animal. Tulsidas has classified dhol gavan shudra pasunari yasab satan ke adhikari. So, woman will be sorry, but he has classified in that way. Anyway, so nobody is taking care of the Vedic literature. Therefore, they do not know what is right, what is wrong. Dharma dharma means right and wrong. But Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. Sarvagava Upanishadam. It is the essence of all Vedic literature. Therefore Krishna says, what is the purpose of Veda? You may be very learned scholar in Vedas. Then, what you have learned, Vedanta. Vedanta means the last knowledge of Vedas. So Vedanta is, Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta bit. Vedanta kritcham. Sarvasya chaham revisan nivishta. Matta smriti jnanam apohanamcha. Vedaishta sarpai aham eva vedam. Vedanta bit. Vedanta kritcha aham. So, this summary is there. Krishna is sitting. Sarvasya cha aham, really within the heart, sannivishta, and seated there, Ishara Parvat Sarvabhutana, and he is giving intelligence and forgetfulness. Why one is forgetful of Krishna, and why one is conscious of Krishna? That is also due to Krishna. One who has tried to forget Krishna, then Krishna is giving him opportunity to forget Krishna. One who is trying to know Krishna, then Krishna is giving intelligence to know Krishna. Krishna is there. If you want to know Krishna, then Krishna is giving you intelligence. How to know? If you want to forget Krishna, then he will give you, mislead you in such a way that you will ever, forever forget Krishna. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Tālahaṁ viṣatak kurāṁ kipāmi adasra andhajyonis. Those are asuras, demons. Trying to defy the existence of God, Krishna. Krishna is putting him in such circumstances, in such family, in such society, in such community, in such country, that he will have no opportunity to know Krishna. Tanahangri, because he's envious of Krishna, wants to forget Krishna. So Krishna is putting him in such circumstances. And one who is little eager to know Krishna, then Krishna is giving you intelligence. Tisham satadujuktanam bhajatana pritikurvagam dadami buddhijogam taun jenavama bhujanti. See, everything is said there. Tisham satadujuktanam. Anyone who is 24 hours engaged, how he is engaged? Bhajata, simply for bhajan. Bhajan means worshipping. Ask worship Krishna. Satyajitta, 24 hours, anxious, how to serve Krishna, how to serve Krishna. To become mad after Krishna. That's first. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sunnayakam jagat tatvam govindam virayenami. I see everything vacant, being separated from Govind. This is the love. So, of course, it is not possible to come to that position like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Mahabhav. Mahabhav. It is not for any human being to come to such days. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown how to become mad after Krishna. By his life, when you are in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya, at night you would go out and fall down on the sea or somewhere. The door was closed and still you get out and go and, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Then his assistant, secretary, will go out and find out him. So, for 18 years, he was in that way, in Jagannath Puri. That is called Mahabhava. So, it is not possible for human being. But, at least, not Mahabhava, but Bhava. That we can. Bhava. Tato bhava. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha ata anartha nivitti syat. Tato nishtha tato ruchi. Tatha shakti tato bhava. One can increase gradually to the stage of bhava. This bhava says that separation, just like the Goswamis, when they were in Vrindavan, they were feeling this bhava. He Radhi Brajati Viti Chalalite, He Nanda Suna Kutaha. And they were simply searching in the Vrindavan forest. He Radhi Radharani, He Brajati Viti, all the gopis. He Radhi Brajati Viti Chalalite, He Nanda Suna. Oh, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, Kuta, where you are? This is Bhav. Where you are? Sri Govardhana Padavatale, Kalindi Bhune Kuta, where you are? Are you near the Govardhan Hill? Or some forest on the bank of the Jamuna? Please let me know. Gosantaviti sarvato brajapure kedai mahavyur. In this way, you are searching after Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And crying, Gosantaviti mahavyur. Just like mad. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. When one will be mad after Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told us that way, the Goswamis also told us that way, therefore Narsimhadas Thakur says that we must follow the Goswamis and their servants. এই ছয় গোসাই যার তার মুই দাস। আই এম নট গোয়িং টু বি সার্ভেন্ট অফ এনি ওয়ান, বাট এ পার্সন হু হ্যাজ টেকন দি সিক্স গোস্বামী অ্যাজ হিজ মাস্টার, আই বিকাম হিজ সার্ভেন্ট। এই ছয় গোসাই যার তার মুই দাস, ওয়াই আই ক্যান বিকাম এনি ওয়ান দাস? বাট ইফ সামবডি ইজ the servant of the Goswami, then I become his servant. Richai Goswami jar tarmu jar. Tasabar pato denu muru panchokka. There, dust of lotus feet, that is my food. This is not from the start of the stage. Richai Goswami jave brajiko ila baas. রাধা কৃষ্ণ নিত্য লীলা করিল প্রধান। What is the business of Goswami? From Vrindavan, they tried to broadcast the pastimes of Lord Krishna, Krishna and Radha. এই ছয় গোসাই যাবে ব্রজে করিল বাস। So we should follow that principle. That we should not be packed up. Sometimes we find in Vrindavan, they say, no, no, I have taken Bhava. I am not going out of Vrindavan. Of course, the Goswamis did not get out of Vrindavan, but the priest, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nikuno, Saddharma Samastapu. They are always engaged in writing books. Rana Shastra, various Shastra, scripts are always studying and taking essence of the Shastra and presenting to the world people. Why? Sadharma Samasthapo. Just to establish real religious things. Rana Shastra Vicharanaitani. It scrutinized me, thinking of that and giving to the people. This is Goswami. Nana Shastra Vicharanaitani. No, Sadharma Samasthapako. Why? Lokanan Hitakarino. For the benefit of the whole human society. Lokanam hitakari, no, barannu, sarannu, therefore one should take shelter of the Goswami. That is Goswami. So, here, Veda Panika, Veda, the basic literature, that is done. No manufacturing. Nowadays it has become a fashion. This is. So Vedas, that is beginning. Millions, nobody can give any description since when the Vedas are coming down by the Parampara system. But after this basic period, so many religious systems has come out. Up to 5,000 years before, the Vedas were accepted all over the world, Vedic religions. Then, later on, gradually, the Christianity has come, the Mohammedanism, Islamism has come, Buddhism come, and now there are so many others, this samaj, that samaj, this religion. Because that means people are getting out of the touch of the Vedic civilization. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying again to bring them to this Vedic civilization. Here is a statement, Veda Pranikita. And if you get to the Vedic principles of life, then you become religious. And what is that Vedic principle? Veda is the Sadvai Ahamiva Veda. Krishna says, Vedic principle means to know me, Krishna. Vedas the Sadhu. Veda Paneta Dharma, and what is Veda? Veda is the Sadhva, Ahamiva Veda. So, but there is Vedanta? Yes. Vedanta Kit, Vedanta Vid, Aham. I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I know what is Vedanta. So whatever Krishna says, that is Vedanta. And other so-called Vedantists, they are nonsense. They do not know what is Vedanta. Yes, Krishna says, Vedanta bit, I know what is Vedanta. Why you know? Vedanta kit, I have compiled Vedanta. In the incarnation of Vyasadeva incarnation, Krishna Dvaitpayana Vyasa, Mahamuni Krite, Mahamuni, the great saint, Vyasadeva, his incarnation of Krishna. So he has compiled Vedanta Sutra. Therefore he knows what is Vedanta. And because Vedanta is being misinterpreted by Vyasadeva, therefore Vyasadeva personally has commented on Vedanta Sutra by writing Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore he begins Srimad Bhagavatam with the first aphorism of Vedanta, Janamadvasajataha, Annaya Vikatatastarthesu Avijyasara. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is a basic movement, authorized. Vedo Panihita Dharma. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then he knows what is Dharma and what is Adharma. He knows who is punishable, who is not punishable. In this way, if you follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, it is a different way, not different way Krishna name is there. When I registered this association, many friends questioned me that why you are nomenclature of this Krishna. Make it God consciousness. No. As soon as I give God consciousness, all the rascals will bring so many false gods. Therefore, it must be taken as the state of Krishna consciousness. So, try to follow Krishna consciousness movement, then you will be situated in the Vedic civilization and you will know everything properly. Just mean vijnati, sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you understand Krishna, then you understand everything. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.